and good morning, everybody. Bill Gilmer in for Paul Miller on this Thursday morning, day after Christmas, just a few days away from the new year. We're going to be talking business in this segment of the program with the Chief Operating Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Bob Thomas joins us. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Just fine. And hope you had a great Christmas. And we, of course, wish you a very happy new year. The Chamber of Commerce and the state, are you kind of overseers of all the other chambers?
We're not. We're a totally separate organization from the over 300 chambers in the state of Michigan, but we try and work collaboratively and cooperatively with most of them, and we're excited to be part of the same family.
And essentially, you're based in Lansing, so my guess is you center your work on state laws and rules that would concern a business as opposed to local ones.
Correct. Our primary focus is on business advocacy here at the state level. We have a team of lobbyists and specialists that work with the state legislature and the administration, but we also work individually with businesses to help solve their problems too.
Got a new governor in town, some new state lawmakers. Have you seen any troubling or dramatic changes on the horizon when it comes to business legislation?
It's been an interesting year with a new governor and a split legislature. I wouldn't say that we've run into too many problems, but there are certainly places where we've disagreed, but also some places where there is agreement and opportunities to help move our state forward.
How about the year in general? Just looking at businesses and saying, was it an up year, down year? Were projections correct, or were they off?
Overall, it's been an optimistic year for businesses in Michigan. Our unemployment is still fairly low, but that creates other challenges. Many of our members are talking about challenges with their workforce development and making sure that they've got the right talent to fill the slots that they have, so that continues to be a challenge. But overall, business seems to be moving in the right direction, and that's good for Michigan. As you recall, we were coming out of a really tough time in the last decade, and we're moving in the right direction the current decade. And our hope is that we'll continue to move in that positive direction so that people continue to stay employed and our economy continues to grow.
Absolutely. Good news looking at it from that direction. You've got a pretty important forum coming up just around the corner, early January, something called the Michigan Economic Forecast Forum.
We do. We're really excited about this. This is our fourth year to partner with the Michigan Bankers Association. This is a forum where we start to look forward at what the upcoming year has to offer for job providers and employers, what sorts of things they might expect in the economy. Certainly when they're looking at making their own investments and whether or not they hire new jobs or continue to expand their business, they want some certainty and what to expect out of the economy. So we're excited to have Martin Lavelle from the Federal Reserve as our keynote speaker, giving some overview about how Michigan fits into the federal economy. And then our other major keynote speaker is State Treasurer Rachel Eubanks. She is going to give us a little bit of a year in review, but we're also excited because the next day is the State Revenue Conference. So we're hoping that she'll give us some insights into what we might expect in terms of revenue here in the state.
That, of course, sets up things for the entire rest of the year as far as just what the state has to spend and how it's going to spend it.
That's true. This is the time of year where they start to look at revenues that have come in and how they might start planning for budget conversations later in the spring. And hopefully we'll move forward with the budget for the following year that helps plan for investment in our critical infrastructure in the state.
Talking with Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, how is your organization set up being a state of commerce that's separate from all the locals? Who decides who's there? I guess who's on your board?
Sure. We have businesses, member businesses at the State Chamber of Commerce from all 83 of Michigan's counties. So we have wide representation geographically. We also have companies ranging from manufacturing to service corporations to retail down to sole proprietors, so also a variety of sizes of businesses. But all of those businesses come together to make up our total membership. They may also belong to a local chamber of commerce to support community efforts. But we have employers, small to large, that serve on our board and make up our membership. In fact, over 80% of our members are small businesses.
Wow. You said something like 400 local chambers across the state?
Well, we have 317 chambers that are currently active in the state of Michigan.
Wow, that's a goodly number. And all of them a little bit different in so much as they side with their own locality. What's important to them locally, they become that.
Correct. Similarly, at the state chamber, where we're focused on interfacing with our policymakers at the state level, our local chambers of commerce are working with their local governments and local community leaders in order to move their business community forward. And you guys have a great chamber there in the Port Huron area. The Blue Water area Chamber of Commerce has been phenomenal in terms of helping to grow the local economy there.
Absolutely. What's your view for the future, the next year? What's the trends business-wise?
Some of the things that we're hoping to hear from at the Economic Forum and that we're going to be working on at the state chamber level certainly is continue to work on our infrastructure in the state. It's no secret that our roads are still in bad shape, and we had some disappointment in terms of the impasse of how we start to fund that in this last year. But we're hoping that we'll be able to see some progress there in the next year, so that all of our cars will continue to be in good repair, and that our roads will help transport our goods and services and certainly our employees to the jobs that they need.
You also were very instrumental in the last year in terms of some of your views on the old Line 5 energy pipeline.
That's true. Line 5 is a big issue, continues to be contentious across the state, but it's an important pipeline to drive energy across our state, especially in the Upper Peninsula. We have businesses and families that require that energy, and while we may disagree about how to get that to everybody, we are certainly in agreement with most people in the state that we want a safe and productive pipeline. And that we want to protect our Great Lakes. But that energy is also essential in order for all of these businesses to run. So we're hopeful and optimistic that the governor and the attorney general will continue to cooperate with the state legislature and Enbridge to help make that move forward.
Great. Bob, good talking to you this morning. We'll keep our ear to the ground on the Michigan Economic Forecast Forum coming up in a couple of weeks. I wish you and yours a very happy new year.
Thanks, John. If people are interested in attending the forum, they can go to our website at michamber.com and get some additional information, and we hope to see a good turnout there.
Okay, great. Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Bill Gilmer, and for vacationing Paul Miller, it's Bill.